Welcome, thrill seekers and curious minds, to an electrifying new episode of The Walt Blackman Show. Today, we're diving headfirst into a vortex of fascinating stories, groundbreaking ideas, and conversations that promise to challenge, inspire, and entertain like never before. Whether you're a loyal listener or joining us for the first time, you're in for an unforgettable adventure. So buckle up, turn the volume up, and let's set the stage for a journey that will take us to the edges of imagination and beyond. With every episode, we're exploring the unknown, celebrating the extraordinary, and uncovering secrets that await around every corner. Your ticket to this wild ride? Right here, right now on The Walt Blackman Show. Remember, you can always amplify your experience by revisiting the magic on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. The world is vast, the stories are endless, and it all starts here. Let's ignite the spark of curiosity together. Welcome to The Walt Blackman Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Walt Blackman. Welcome to the Walt Blackman Show. I hope you had a great and wonderful weekend. I know I did. Today, we are going to continue to deep dive into the abortion question that is looming in Arizona, which is possibly or will possibly be on the ballot in November. It's an initiative. They need 385 plus or minus signatures to get on there. They're trying to do it. They're working it. It is something that we need to stop here in Arizona, and we do that first by talking about it here on The Walt Blackman Show, and we are going to deep dive into this issue. We're also going to talk about the
first
abortion
and foremost, a quick thank you to our incredible sponsor, WB Consulting Services, LLC.
So
they're the trailblazers in business
in,
consulting
and
right here in beautiful
right
Phoenix. If you're seeking to elevate your business, give them a call at their offices at 602-9607 or toll-free at 1-800-83-415-57-WB. Consulting Services is your go-to for all your business solution needs.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Walt Blackman, and I do hope you had a good weekend. Let's go ahead and dive into this because we have a lot to unpack. This is part two of a part three series when we are talking about abortion. Now, a lot of folks know that when you Google Walt Blackman, two things come up, criminal justice reform and pro-life. Pro-life is number one for me. Pro-life is number one because, by the way, the numbers are looking in the black communities, guess what? They are looking to continue to decrease the black population. Now, if you don't believe that, all you need to do is look at the data. The data is there. It's wide open. Anybody can check that data. There's a report that came out this past year from, guess what, the Biden administration talking about this, talking about the issues, the numbers, the high projected numbers in the future about the abortion issues. Now, in Arizona, last time we were talking about the abortions to the Abortion Access Act. And that will be on the ballot. So they needed, or they are attempting to get a little over 385,000 signatures to be on the ballot, plus or minus. I don't have that number in front of me. However, they need that amount of signatures to get on the ballot. And they are close to getting it. And there's a good chance that this might be on the ballot. That's another conversation on why we don't have a counter initiative as conservatives to go to the ballot. That's another conversation. However, what is not being talked about, ladies and gentlemen, is the high number of abortions in black communities. Now, I have made and talked about several podcasts in the past about the black abortion rate and how it has skyrocketed and how it came to be and just the craziness to it. And if you want to go back and listen to some of those in the past, you're more than welcome to do that. And again, you just go to my website, you just go to podcasts, Spotify, and you'll be able to listen to that. But right now, I want to talk about the new numbers that are out in 2023. Now, according to a 2023 abortion surveillance report written by the CDC, while black women constitute only 14%, everybody, of the childbearing population, they obtain 36.2% of the abortions. Reported abortions. Those are the ones that are reported. That's typically a crazy number to be able to say, yeah, our population is actually doing 36% of the abortions, and we are only 14% of the childbearing population. That is double plus one, everybody. Now, to put that in more equatable terms for folks, when we're talking 36.2% of the total childbearing population, which is 14%, 36.2 is black women, that equates to 1,000 black abortions every single day. Not 1,000 a month, not even 1,000 every 2 months. 1,000 abortions every single day happen in black communities. Black communities like Washington, D.C., are states where the population is heavily populated by black Americans. Now, 79% of the abortions in Mississippi, and I'm using Mississippi as an example, the abortions are obtained by black women. In Washington, D.C., more than 60% of the abortions are performed on black women. And the list goes on and on and on and on. But nobody's talking about this. These numbers are not just statistics, everybody. They represent a significant and troubling trend within the black communities. Why aren't people talking about this? Why is this number tucked away somewhere nicely, politely, and covered in the liberal realm of conversations? Why isn't this number being brought up when we have folks talking about my body, my choice, but we have more black abortions than anybody, and we are 14% of the childbearing population, but our numbers are at 36% plus? Why isn't the left talking about that? The left says that they are for equality, inclusion, and all that stuff that is a woke agenda. They push that on the black community, but in the same time, they will not really talk about the number of abortions that are happening. Since Roe v. Wade, everybody, 1973, Roe v. Wade, and I may have that year wrong, I'll go back and check it, 20 million black babies have been exterminated. Now, some people may think or say to me, well, extermination, that's a bit harsh to say. It is a genocide that is happening on the black community. And anyone who is a black American who subscribes to this madness and thinks that it is okay that 1,000 black babies are aborted every single day in black communities where there are more Planned Parenthoods in black communities, and you think that that's okay? You have a definite disconnect to your culture. Now, I've often heard that people say the most dangerous people to a black woman's rights are black men talking against this abortion issue. That's what I hear. So, and I've also heard in some of these talks and some of these podcasts that simply because I am a man, I have no business talking about abortion. You may be right. You may be right. However, as a member of the black community who happens to be a male, I have every right to talk about why our numbers have decreased since Roe v. Wade. Why aren't we 17% of the population as we should be instead of 13%? And that is the reason why I have a right to talk about this, because there is a direct linkage to the decrease in the population in the black community because of this. Now, I'm just going to call it like I see it. And if you don't like it, I do not care. My responsibility as a black leader, even though I'm a conservative and I'm a Republican, does not stop at criminal justice reform, does not stop at good, sound policies coming out of the state of Arizona. It doesn't stop there, everybody. You know where it stops? It doesn't. Particularly when we have numbers such as these that have skyrocketed to the point to where it is more a genocide than it is anything else. This is not women's health. Now, and it's not like, you know, we had enough struggles with Roe v. Wade, which was not constitutional. Anyway, the Supreme Court actually pushed it back down to the state where it should be. It wasn't constitutional. They knew that. That's why the Democrats in D.C. wanted to push a national abortion rights agenda. So we know it's not constitutional. And it has been pushed back down to the states. You don't think as a black man that I don't have a right to talk about or ask the question of why is the black population decreasing instead of increasing? I don't have a right to talk about that. I certainly do. We're going to be talking about that and more right after these messages from our sponsors.
Arizona, are you ready for a leader who knows what it takes to serve both on the battlefield and in the halls of government? Meet Walt Blackman. Walt is not just any leader. He's a decorated combat veteran awarded the Bronze Star Medal for his extraordinary actions in Iraq. Walt has also served honorably in Afghanistan, putting his life on the line to defend our freedoms. But Walt's service to his country didn't end overseas. He brought his dedication and leadership skills back home to Arizona, where he made history as the first black American elected as a Republican to the Arizona House of Representatives. Walt has already served two terms, and he's not done yet. He's running to return to the Arizona House of Representatives to continue his dedicated service to the people of Arizona. Walt Blackman understands the challenges we face in healthcare, education, and the economy. He's not just talking about change. He's actively working towards it.
Hello, Arizona. I'm Walt Blackman, and I'm committed to representing you. As a combat veteran, I've faced adversity and know the meaning of sacrifice. I will bring that same dedication to fight for you and your families in the Arizona House. Let's make Arizona a beacon of opportunity and freedom. I'm Walt Blackman, and I approve this message because Arizona deserves strong leadership, now more than ever.
So if you want a proven leader who can fight for you on all fronts, vote Walt Blackman for Arizona House of Representatives. Don't miss this chance to make history again, Arizona. Vote Walt Blackman for Legislative District 7.
To catch up on Walt's past shows, all you need to do is go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast Index, Amazon Music, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, or NPlayer FM. You can also go to his website at www.buzzsprout.com and click on the Walt Blackman Show. Now here's more of Walt coming at you on the Walt Blackman Show.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. This is Walt Blackman, the Walt Blackman Show. We're talking about the disproportionate rates in the black community when we're talking about abortion. The overarching title and a theme of this is the Abortion Rights Access Act that is going to be on the ballot in Arizona. And it's going to be on the ballot this November. I don't see where they're going to have a problem getting those signatures. As I said before, they need over 385 plus thousand signatures for people to actually see that initiative go up on the ballot in November. And because this is a presidential year, we may see more of a turnout to vote for that than we do not. Now, let me make something clear when we're talking about abortion. I don't believe that we need to revert back to the territorial law of abortion, and that is under the criminal code, under the 13th series. Now, what that says is that anybody who kills a unborn baby, you fall under the manslaughter charges. That is the original territorial law of 1864. The problem with that particular law is that the woman is also charged in that. Now, I don't think that should be. I don't think we should have that put there because there are many reasons, which I don't agree with 99.9% of these reasons, but there are some reasons why people need to have an abortion. Some of those reasons may be health related. Some of those reasons may be because of the baby is not forming properly or what have you, something significant. Now, I'm not talking about a baby who comes out and may not have an arm. I'm talking about if you have a baby that's born without a brain or you're born without some vital organ and I got it. Or there is a problem with the delivery of the baby and the mother may be at risk or the baby may be at risk. I got it. There should be provisions in our laws to protect women from those things. Now, I'm not one of these radicals that think that if a woman's going to have a baby and the baby and the doctor says, well, if you have this baby, then you will die. I think that should be a decision prayerfully made by the family, by the woman, and the other parent, if that person is there. Those are conversations that should be taken between them. However, I got to tell you, if my wife were pregnant and the doctor said, if you have this baby, then you will die, not if or maybe or 10% or 90, you will die, then yes, I understand that because I love my wife and I love any children that I have. However, I love my wife. There are circumstances where that's going to happen. However, when we are looking at the black abortion rates, it is significantly disproportionate rates. Now, research reports, now this is just last year. Research suggests that the prevalence of abortion facilities within minority communities is a major contributor. I've said that for years. There are more Planned Parenthoods in black communities. I'm not talking Hispanic communities. I am not talking about Latino communities or any other minority community. I am strictly talking about black communities because that's all I can talk to you. Because I am not Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander. I am not that. I'm a black American. There are more of these facilities within black communities. Why is that? I will tell you, studies have shown that black women are five times more likely to have an abortion than white women. Well, hell, if there was an abortion clinic on every corner, yeah, I got it. If abortion was painted to a society, a community, like it is okay to have an abortion, regardless of what part of the pregnancy that you were in, then I got it. And yeah, you know, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. However, were these abortion facilities placed in minority communities for a reason, for a purpose? Now, some people may think that's a conspiracy. I do not. That is why I believe, and the stats show, that abortions are higher in black communities because of these contributors. And one of those contributors is the easy access to these facilities. Taking out, as I just said, when I began about the health issues. Now, furthermore, an investigation this past year investigated by Protecting Black Life organizations revealed that 79% of the Planned Parenthood's surgical abortion facilities are located within walking distance, everybody, of black Americans and Hispanic communities. Think about that. They are in a walking distance. 79% of these facilities are in walking distance of African American and Hispanic communities. Why is that? Does anybody want to answer that question on the left? Why do you have more of these facilities, these abortion surgical facilities in minority communities than you do anywhere else? Now, I live in Arizona. I live in the northern part of Arizona. And where I live, well, particularly actually in Arizona, it's 3% black American in Arizona, maybe a little less. However, where I live, it's just, I don't know, it's 0.2 or 3 or something like that. Very, very low. There is not one Planned Parenthood in my neighborhood. And I happen to live in a neighborhood where I might be the only black person living in this neighborhood. And that's okay because that's where I chose to live and I wanted to retire in this area. And as I drive around my town, I don't see Planned Parenthoods anywhere. Now, when you go down to Fountain Hills, Scottsdale, some of those areas down there in the valley and the Phoenix area, I don't see any Planned Parenthoods in Fountain Hills. I don't see any Planned Parenthoods in some of these neighborhoods that have $2 and $3 and $4 million homes. I don't see that. However, when you go downtown or you go in the areas where they are more populated with minorities, Hispanic and black Americans, Wouldn't you know it? You see Planned Parenthood's just about on every corner of some of these communities. 79%, everybody. 79% of Planned Parenthoods are in walking distance. That should tell us something. And if we are not talking about the strategic placement of these facilities, and we're not asking these questions about the accessibility that are targeted to these demographics, the demographics that I have talked about, if we're not talking about that, there's a big disconnect on where we are at. Now, the root of the issue are real, real deep and are complex. We're going to be talking about that in part three. And I really believe that we're going to have to be talking a little bit more for this. There's going to be some more series that we talk on this, because it's a lot. It's a lot. But next time on part three, we're going to be talking about how the historical issues actually play into this whole abortion issue in Black communities. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about more. And we are going to make it known to people, particularly on the left, that your days of killing Black babies at the disproportionate rates that we have seen since Roe v. Wade, your days are numbered. We will be right back after these messages.
First and foremost, a quick thank you to our incredible sponsor, WB Consulting Services, LLC. They're the trailblazers in business consulting right here in beautiful Phoenix. If you're seeking to elevate your business, give them a call at their offices at 602-9607 or toll free at 1-800-83-415-57-WB. Consulting Services is your go-to for all your business solution needs.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. This is Walt Blackman, and we do appreciate you coming and to listen to our show. And again, if you want to listen to some of our past shows, all you need to do is go to the Walt Blackman Show, and you can go on Apple, you can go on Spotify, you can go on all those great and wonderful podcasts platforms, and you can listen to some of the older shows that we have. Next time on the Walt Blackman Show, we'll be talking about part three, finishing up this crucial, crucial segment of the high rate and disproportionate rates of Black abortions in the Black community. Now, everybody, understand this. The impact of these abortion rates extend beyond the immediate, and it touches on all the broader social and cultural issues that we see in the United States, particularly in Black communities, including the erosion of the potential future of countless American Black children. And it's also worth discussing and understanding how these rates affect our perceptions of life, the right to life, the value of life, and how we assign these different segments to different parts of our populations. Now, as we wrap up today's episode, everybody, I want you to know that the messages that you are hearing from me come from my heart. And I urge you, our listeners, to reflect on the significance of these statistics and much more to follow in other series, and what they mean to our community and to society, in particular, the folks that are on the other side that happen to be Black Americans. You can keep your views of your liberal views, but if we take off the political hat and we look at what is actually happening to the population of Black Americans, I think maybe we can all get on board that we need to protect life. It's essential to be able to do that. It's essential that we're able to engage and have these discussions about difficult topics like abortion, especially when we talk about the disproportionate amount of Black abortions in minority or Black communities. We're going to be talking about this in part three of this series of what do we do about this issue, about the abortion issue, particularly the abortion agenda or the abortion initiative that's going to the Arizona ballot in November. Please make sure that you log on to the Walt Blackman Show. Your likes and your subscriptions are needed to keep us running, and we do appreciate you being part of the solution and not part of the problem. This is Walt Blackman signing out, and stay tuned for more insight discussions on issues that matter to you most. Take care, everybody. God bless.
The Walt Blackman Show with us this week. If you've missed out on any of our electrifying episodes, fear not, every moment awaits your ears. Just swing by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, or Player FM to catch up on the adventure. And if you're thirsting for even more, Walt's digital domain at www.buzzsprout.com is your treasure trove. Simply navigate to the Walt Blackman Show page. Until our next journey together, thank you for joining the ride here at the Walt Blackman Show. Stay tuned, stay curious, and above all, stay excited.